All right, let's get to our picks as we do every Friday at this time. Our picks in this case are Week 9 of the National Football League.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
All right, getting a little tighter here. John with a 2-1 record last week. I was 1-2, so I come in at 14-10. John 12-12. Week 9, Mr. Ritchie, what are we looking at with your picks this week?
The Dolphins are getting 5.5 points, and I know it hasn't been good at times this year, but you got Tua back. Last week was his first week back in a while. You know, Tyreek Hill, it wasn't perfect last week, but they are, I don't know, finding their way again. I think they can keep it closer. It is a divisional battle. 5.5 points for a divisional fight seems too big. So I'll take the Dolphins.
I thought about that one. I'm going to go to a different one that to me feels too big, and I'm no believer in the Raiders, but I'm not a believer in the Bengals. So Cincinnati, a 7.5-point favorite, too much. Raiders plus the 7.5. And I'll say this. This is a big game for Cincy from this standpoint. If they lose it, or even, frankly, if it's close, then the Bengals just aren't that good.
They're done. Yeah.
So if they lose it, they are done. Raiders plus 7.5 at Cincy.
And they still might not be done based on the way the Bengals have operated in last few years.
John, they have dug a hole. They're in a spot.
It seems like
now.
They're in worse shape this year than they have been recently. The Bucs are getting 8.5 points at Arrowhead. I know the Bucs have been problematic this year too, and they are without their top two wide receivers. We know what that looks like. But, man, 8.5 points is huge. That is a massive line, and Baker Mayfield is going to figure out a way to distribute the ball, even though he doesn't have Godwin or Evans. You know, they'll figure it out. Keep it closer than 8.5. So, Bucks plus 8.5 at Kansas City.
All right, my second game is also a plus, and it's Dallas. Look, this is another one where it's like, Dallas, man, what the heck are they? But also Atlanta, what the heck are they? I remember when the season started, y'all said they were going to be the dark horse team from the NFC. You know, they get Cousins. I don't know. Both these teams have been scuffling. I'm just going to tell you, I think Dallas is better, and that's why I'm picking Dallas plus the 3 at Atlanta this weekend.
The Lions are giving 2.5 points at the Packers. Remember, Jordan Love has the groin issue. I'm going to guess he's going to fight and try to play, but he's limited to some degree, mobility-wise, and that could factor in. The Lions are really, really fun to watch offensively, and 2.5 points seems like a small enough line that I can feel comfortable that the most dominant offense schematically in football can rack up enough points to cover.
So my final pick is Arizona, and I don't know if I've picked Arizona in the last 5 years, but they're playing the Bears, who are probably a phony baloney good record team. Arizona minus 1.5. It's in Arizona. I'm picking the Cardinals, and I don't even believe in them, but I don't believe in the Bears either. So those are our picks.
So what was your second one?
My second one was Dallas plus 3.
Dallas plus 3, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that game in Atlanta?
How do you feel picking Dallas plus 3?
Dirty. You know, feel like it's very dirty, but you know, it is. It's kind of like watching a Sixers game right now. James, how do you feel watching the Sixers? Like they play again tonight, James. Does that tickle your funny bone?
Do they play tonight?
No, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm not skipping a Sixers game.
Yeah,
for
you're good.
I didn't want to say anything.
Your schedule will be free tomorrow to watch the Sixers without Joel.
Here's where I'm at. If the Hooters are good tonight, which they will be, if they're back in town again tomorrow, which maybe they are, back to the Hooters tomorrow.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. How do I feel about watching the Sixers? I don't want to. That's how I feel. Like, I don't want to watch them. I really don't. Like, I don't want to watch right now.
You got it, my man. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, one of John's former teammates and one of the great birds texts me here. And, John, he says you were wrong with the name call of a play.
Oh, here we go.
What was it?
Here we go. John Runyon says it was called Pass 67 Solid.
Oh, you're right, man. Pass 67 Solid was the protection. And, of course, the offensive lineman remembers this protection specifics. I'm thinking, What were the routes on the outside? Was it double go? I think it was double go. Yeah, you're right. Pass 67, solid.
That's great,
double
man.
Double go.
Well, Big John, we appreciate you listening to us and your years of service with the Birds.
John Runyon.
And make sure if any Eagle has an infraction, you don't rack them up. with
John Runyon is, thank you for listening. Yeah. John Runyon, you know.
I know, casual.
That
casual.
Is pretty
and
amazing.
You know what's funny? Whenever you do start talking all football technical like that, I'm like, he could be speaking another language right now.
Totally.
Right now, and
it is a different
thing.
Language.
Totally. Like, I would never know if that was correct or not. You could be making it up.
But that's something that you have to remember when you're talking about Jalen Hurts and evaluating the way he's playing football this year. He told us it was 95% new terminology. It's a new language. He has to get up to speed, not just with the plays themselves, but with the protection terminology.
And it's not just him, John, right? It's
those
the other
calls
players
to everyone else on the offensive Definitely. Line, the backs, the wide receivers. It really
one
is
person
a
gets
lot
it,
of
you
talking
know,
for
an,
Jalen.
An X wrong on that play call, and you're screwed.